All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. Do you remember on local news when they would present the winning lottery numbers through that device?
Oh, the ball blower?
Yeah, it kind of, the balls were in there. They all had a good time.
You know what? I bet that feels good as fuck for a ball.
It's probably the most fun you can have as a sphere. And then every once in a while, one would randomly pop up and then like a blonde lady would flip it.
Yeah.
You know the thing? I was thinking about how many games are spheres, right?
Yes.
I got the Babos. You know, I got Super Monkey Ball.
Of course.
Marvel Madness.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sonic Spinball. A lot of games are spheres. So I've taken all of the sphere games and I put them in this lottery machine.
Okay.
And we're just going to see which one pops up. And then this drawing of a pretty blonde lady is going to flip it around.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean... Man, I always wanted to see one of these things up close.
I know, right? They're cool. Yeah. It's actually, once you're close to it, it's a little less cool than it seems. It's just a fish tank with a fan.
Yeah.
Glued to the bottom. But it is the mystery was there.
It was. You know? Yeah. It was all gussied up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All the sphere games are poured in.
Yeah. Oh,
look at them go.
Okay. Look at them go. How do they guarantee one's going to go through the hole?
I have no idea. That's the thing. I don't even know what this thing is named. Like, I just met my guy and described it. He gave it to me. I couldn't even search it on eBay. And that kind of thing.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. It's very if you know, you know.
Yeah.
One's popping up.
Okay.
This isn't a game exactly. This is just a Bakugan.
Oh, how'd that get in there?
There are a lot of Bakugan games.
Also, what is a Bakugan?
No clue. Still don't know. Won't know. Refuse to know. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, a podcast recorded here in my car. I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
That's good. That also relates to a digression that I've had in my back pocket for a while.
I got one as well. We got digressions because you said this before we got on and I wish you had saved it for the thing because it's funny. I know less about Bakugans now than I did before.
Yeah.
This does not answer questions about Bakugans.
It really doesn't, despite how much the game...
How much lore there is.
And how much the, like, apparently the anime, too, is just about explaining the rules of Bakugan.
A game that fell from the sky.
Yeah.
It's
not just that. Okay, so this was demanded. This was demanded by Exotic Minivan, who said, most people played Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon. I played this. Even though the dialogue is horrific and the gameplay is monotonous, I still fire this game up every few years or so to play a fun game where numbers go up. The cards fell from the sky, and this group of friends just decided to make a game out of them.
Yeah, they didn't study them or go through the university, which is what I would do.
Yeah.
They made a game of them, and then this entire anime came out because there's the game of the cards,
uh-huh. right?
Where did the Bakugan come from?
I don't
Where
know.
Where the little spheres that turn into snakes and stuff
come from? Man. Also, I have no idea how relevant a Bakugan is now. I saw that there was a 2023 anime. Okay, yeah.
I browse the toy aisles. I'm that kind of guy.
Okay.
And they still got Bakugans. I bought a Bakugan new. When I lived with Brayton.
Okay.
So this would have been, 7 years ago or whatever.
Because and it's fun to say Bakugan.
It's way fun to say Bakugan. It's fun to have a Bakugan on you. It's fun to pat, be at a movie theater and slip something into somebody's pocket. When they look down, it's a Bakugan. it was fun to, talk about a segment on Teenage Dirtbags with our friend Courtney, which was going to be Bakugan Girl, which is about Courtney learning about, because that's all it took for Teenage Dirtbags.
Right.
It was just, that basically did it. Thus the origin of Nick's Picks, the origin of which it rhymes. So I don't know. I've always kind of liked them. This when you said this made you know less about them, this made me like them way less. Like,
well, so all the obvious reasons, this was after my time. Like, I was way into Pokemon because, like, when it first came to the United States, I was 11. Mm-hmm. So there is that. Even by the time we got like Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh, it was too late for me. So this just completely passed me by. Also, every single one of the monster designs has Generation 3 Pokemon stink on it.
Or Digimon. Everyone stink.
Yeah. So like they lose what is cool about Pokemon, which is Pokemon aren't necessarily trying to look cool when they're at their best.
Yes.
This is all, it really wants me to think, man, that's a badass snake.
Serpentoid is awesome. Juggernoid is badass.
I want a dorky, dumpy little thing that is a nightmare in combat.
It is the Pokemon secret.
Yeah.
You know, all of these Pokemon but badass things that popped out just kind of didn't work. And all of the games, when I tried to play them, other than Pokemon, which I like that card game, there's no Western chauvinism in this. They are shitty Magic the Gatherings.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of games, like, they're just kind of worse versions of it all over. Like, this is a more gimmicky version because you roll a marble as well.
Yeah,
that turns into a bad transformer, but they're just kind of worse things with worse TV shows attached to them.
Yeah, and the Yu-Gi-Oh that I tried to watch, it loses its magic because, like, in Pokemon the cartoon, you have, like, it's a world where Pokemon exist and people fight them, but you know, there's also, like, just Pokemon around. It is not a cartoon about people playing the Pokemon card game. Whereas in Yu-Gi-Oh and in Bakugan, like, they're playing a card game.
They're
in
card
the show.
Games, yeah. About, yeah, which, their TV show is about people playing a card game.
Yeah, which makes it feel like a shitty commercial.
You know? Or like, and people watch professional poker online.
Yeah.
It's also, and this is not true of Bakugan, this is more of a Yu-Gi-Oh thing. Yu-Gi-Oh also has the least attractive art I've ever seen in anything.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. The main character has a Zapdos for a head.
Yeah, he looks repulsive. Yeah. The Bakugan characters look more generic to me, non-derogatory, you know, like in comparison to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
But still nothing super special.
Mm-hmm.
They're just little teens. You know, this begins with an interminable tutorial where this guy who I'm supposed to think is a badass comes and explains how to play Bakugan to me very angrily.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're transported to a realm like where you're floating on a series of hexagonal like Tron discs.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I thought we were playing cards.
Yeah.
Like, what
I
is
so
this?
Too.
Yeah.
And all.
Yeah.
And also, like, obviously, this is adapted for the for the video game version, but it has no interest in being a card game. It's literally you throw the ball, and then you choose which power up cards you want to use that just increase the number, and then you play a little mini game that will affect your number, and whoever has the higher number at the end wins.
Yep, it's war.
Yeah.
You know, it's got all of the strategy of war. When you're choosing your character in the beginning, you say all the different elements you can have. Mm-hmm. And those are really funny because it's like Aquas, element of water, darkness, element of darkness. I went back and forth into that thing that said darkness, element of darkness, over and over and over until eventually it became Todd McFarlane saying it in my head. And it's like darkness, element of darkness. It just popped in my head and it was very appealing. It had a huge umama appeal.
I like the wind one, the green elemental. Wind is Ventus or something like that.
Ventus, element of Ventus. I also like in this fantasy version of this, they can't make the Bakugan look cooler.
Nope.
They're in a realm. They're floating in a screensaver. And the Bakugan they throw still pop out to be incredibly abstract versions of creatures that just look like... like a picnic basket that's shaped like a sphere that you open in a certain way. You know, that's meant to be a head.
It's a tackle box is what it is.
They look like the tiny little tackle boxes. Like when they attack, they show the monsters they represent. But when they show the Bakugans, they're just still Bakugans.
Yeah. It's got to look like the toy because we want to sell the toy.
They got to sell the toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing, since I was like a Magic kid and I was into card games and stuff, this is a but for the grace of God.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I see one of these things, I'm like, if I was born like 10 years later, like 7 years later, I might have been this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could have got me. As is, though, I just think they're funny as an object.
Yeah. Funny as an object and funny as a phrase. I want you to look at Slack. Look at this nightmare that I found.
Okay. Let me pull it. I have a Google window open instead that just says, what is a Bakugan? And the results do not tell you. You have to scroll down a lot more. This veiny schlong monster? This brother's grunt? He looks exactly like one of the brothers grunt if it was a dragon.
Yeah, it's a dragon. It's basically like what if Mewtwo was a dragon and also was just covered in dick veins? Can I get something in a Snickers dick vein Mewtwo?
It's literally a brother's grunt.
Uh-huh.
Like, here, let me send some grunt your way. and just tell me this isn't like of a piece.
Yeah.
Here, in terms of just like general color scheme and stees. That gave you a link instead of actually copying the thing because browsers are a nightmare.
It took me to soundeffects.fandom.com.
Why did it do that?
I know what a brother's grunt is.
Here we
it's
go.
Like
here
a,
we go.
It, it's yeah. like mimicking like Spumco kind of look. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, no, that's yeah.
Yeah. That the one on top is basically this dragon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you want to play with this?
The creature is called the Silent Naga. Doing a search, you know, oftentimes we do like a wiki dive, or do some kind of roster run or whatever.
Yeah.
If you do a search just for, like for the Bakugan wiki, there's nothing about these monsters or about these characters that is apparent that you can see. This is a creature called the Silent Naga, which is apparently one of the doom beings. Naga is the primary antagonist of the season, a rogue Bakugan who wants to control all power in Vestroia by stealing the completed perfect core.
Vestroia. I just put what is a Bakugan into Google, as I mentioned. And 3, 4, 5, 6. So the seventh result is on Reddit. Explain Bakugan to me like I'm 5, please. This is probably what we need. I mean it for context. A 5-year-old family member came and asked me to buy a Bakugan. I meant a ball-shaped monster toy with movable parts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so far I'm down. You know. Mm-hmm. The person who responds up front, sorry for the long response. I tried to answer all your questions in full. A, do you need to like the game to like the toys? No. There's a game. This still doesn't explain what a Bakugan is.
Nope, it doesn't.
What about the show? Bakugan has so far had 2 shows over the course of its history. Both are kid-friendly. If your relative watches Pokemon, first show, classic series, or legacy series.
Legacy. It's been deprecated. It's discredited Bakugan lore.
Tell me what a goddamn Bakugan is. Like, why does this not tell me that?
Yeah.
This is incredible. Like, this is an ungoogleable thing.
They talk about interdimensional beings, but why are they instantiated as 2 different things? Why
Weebly, what is a Bakugan?
Yeah.
Bakugan. There's 2 different ways to explain this subject. Well, there are many schools of thought. Yeah. Both the anime and card game. The anime is first. The anime is about a group of kids named the Battle Brawlers who fight for the peace of Bakugan. That's a quick sum of the anime because most people care more about the game. Now explain the meat and potatoes of Bakugan. Bakugan is a Japanese word with 2 syllables, baku meaning explode, and gan meaning sphere, because that's what a Bakugan does. It explodes.
Okay.
This is actually the most useful thing that I found so far. It's pretty far down on the Google results.
Okay, what is it? Read it.
No, I mean, it keeps going. There's not an easy, there's no way to encapsulate this in 1 sentence.
Yeah.
Basically, no matter what you do.
Can somebody explain the movie Heat to me?
Yeah. Well,
Heat is a movie directed by Michael Mann that came out in 1995. But like, what is Heat? What is Heat?
Yeah.
It happens to star Tom Sizemore, John Voight, and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
But like, no, like what happened?
What
like,
is
like,
it?
Like what is Heat?
Yeah. I understand this is a little bit Starman on our behalf, but I think if you say like as a comparison, what is a Pokemon?
Yes. What is a Pokemon?
Pokemon is a Japanese media franchise. I wonder what an actual Pokemon is.
Yeah.
Classified by their characteristics. Pikachu is electric type. Role-playing game. That's a little tricky because there's multiple things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And there's multiple things for this, but also, like, I think the thing that trips me up on this is that the toy is a part of the card game.
Yeah.
Apparently is what it looks like. And that seems insidious as hell that you have to have both to make.
What I want is I just put Google into Google, what is a fox?
Okay.
And got foxes are small to medium sized omnivorous mammals belonging to several genera of the family Canidine. Mm-hmm. Canidae. Correct. That's exactly what I want.
Yes.
They have a flattened skull, upright ears. You know, that's a fox.
Small dog-like mammal, right?
Yeah, perfect.
You know, and if somebody came up to me and asked, what is Pokemon?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is, okay, or it's just let's make it more simple. It's a fake animal that can only say its name. Next question.
Yeah. What is a window? An opening in a wall or a building or vehicle that's filled with glass or transparent material. Why is this so hard, Bakugan?
Yeah.
You're really struggling here.
So what is a Bakugan? I'm going to do this.
No,
so
I did it too.
Okay.
That's what I had.
What is a Bakugan?
Yes. Okay. It was like 13 results down until I got that webpage I sent you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because based on the game, again, I knew less than it. I know less about Bakugan now than I did when I started. Based on the game, they're interdimensional invaders, but also we're trying to help them. They are instantiated as these cards, which
do
are
we control them?
Links,
like when you,
yeah,
are they servants of you?
Yeah. What do they? What do they get out of
yes.
being?
What it's got to be quality for the Bakugan.
Do they get us? Do they get us? A sick sexual thrill out of being thrown, you know, like what is the fulfillment of being used by us?
Yeah. If we still did t-shirts, it's gotta be quality for the Bakugan or I Walkagon. Pretty good.
Why are they the ball and the card and also the creature? Just there's a metaphysics of this that is just, I don't get it.
Real brutal review on GameFAQs from Kefka 989 makes you wish you were playing Duel Masters. Very, very few things make me wish I was playing Duel Masters.
What
that's
is
rough.
Duel Masters?
Duel Masters is the Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
you knew that way too quickly, actually.
Because I watch a bunch of Magic stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
Yu-Gi-Oh stuff kind of tries to sneak in. They're like, would you like maybe a little Yu-Gi-Oh? I'm like, nah, man, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good.
I don't do that. I'm here for nostalgia. You know, I didn't play that game because the characters look like nightmares.
Yeah.
Bad art design. Yeah. Oh, man.
Bakugan. This is a bad game. Like, it's made for kids, so you want to cut it a little bit of slack, but, like, Pokemon was made for kids, too, and that has, like, interesting decisions that you're making. And this, it's like, okay, I have enough cards to make you have enough power-up cards to make this Bakugan immediately kill the other one, but will there be enough left over for the second one he throws?
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a very good strategy. You know, I would agree with that. My big thing was that it took too long before you could play it.
Yeah,
you spend a lot of time with the story and these kids, and I understand that would be an appeal if you watched the cartoon. Mm-hmm. You'd be disappointed if you didn't get a chance to do it.
Yeah.
But
you get to make a little guy who can be friends with the main characters of the show. Like, that's neat.
Sure.
You know, thinking about it, like if I was 12, you know, 12 years old and just on the edge of this being too kiddie for me, like, okay, yeah, there we go. That feels cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put yourself into a mindset.
Yeah.
For this. Can I take you into a digression?
You may.
That I've had planned for a little bit, something I realized. Mm-hmm. We talked about in the Grand Theft Auto 5 episode a little bit, the very, very funny song by C.W. McCall, Convoy.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever sat down and read the lyrics to Convoy?
You know what? No, I haven't.
This song is fucking insane. So I figured it might be kind of fun to go through it.
Okay.
And try to do like a miniature season of Bonfireside Chat on what happens in Convoy.
Okay. This is so related to the other digression that I had.
Oh, wow.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, we can do this quick. And we got stuff. The next episode, we have room for digressions as well that we're recording. So don't, but yeah, there's a lot to it. Some of these are choruses. And then in between chorus, there's verses and then there's also chatter sections.
Yeah.
The verses and chatter are the parts that have lore.
Okay.
So it starts off, we'll tag team paragraphs here.
Okay.
It starts off, Breaker 1-9, this here's the rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Ah, yeah, 10-4, Pigpen, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, that's a big 10-4 there, Pigpen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy's sake alive, looks like we got a convoy. So we got two conversations between Rubber Duck and Pigpen. Two truckers.
Yes. Two
One
characters.
One of them, C.W. McCall.
Heading to Flagtown.
Yes.
And by incident of heading to the same place, they have established a convoy.
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead and hit us up with this first bit of plot.
All right. It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was heading for Bear on I-10. About a mile out Shaky Town, I says, Pigpen, this here's the rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Okay.
So it's establishing, you know, it's a middle of the night in June.
Yep. D-Day.
You know, more people have come along.
Yes.
Right? You know, so like our C.W. McCall, he's pulling logs, and we got, you know. Yeah.
Other people,
somebody's high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy's got a, you know, trailer full of pigs. Right.
Yep. So then we got a little convoy, the chorus, it turns into a disco song for a second, then flips back. You go, you know, convoy, Breaker Pigpen. This here's the duck. You want to back off them hogs, convoy? Yeah. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, Roger. Them hogs are getting intense up here.
Okay.
Now, here's where things take a turn.
Okay.
Okay. Read this next paragraph and tell me what's happening in the plot.
Okay. So, I mean, I just want to get this radio chatter because this recontextualizes. We got the hogs. They're obviously talking about cops, right? They got Smokies on their tail.
Cops are Smokies, hogs, bears in this.
Right.
But one of them was hauling hogs.
Right.
So I don't know which hogs he's referring to. Him saying you want to back off them hogs, that makes me think that he's driving
riding up a little bit too close.
Yes, to the pig car.
Okay. And the pigs are getting scared. All right.
Possibly.
All right. So this is where we get the turn. By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. Wow. That's a lot of trucks.
It is an awful lot of trucks.
That's a Mad Max movie.
That is a Mad Max amount of trucks. And we are conservatively 1/10 the way through the song.
Okay, we had 85 trucks in all, but there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies was thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
So what is the inciting incident to this story?
Too many goddamn trucks, and the cops have to stop them.
The trucks were just driving. The cops decided we're going to cause a blockade, and now the convoy is going to fight them.
No,
and I don't know where, like, nothing happened. Like, it's really weird. Like, in my memory of the song, they got into the antagonism a little later. Like, maybe one was speeding or something.
Yeah. So now it's a showdown up on this Cloverleaf interchange. Okay. So they're straight up choked out. They got 85. This Cloverleaf cannot handle the throughput. Regardless of whether or not there's a wall of bears and a bear in the air, meaning a police helicopter.
They have a helicopter. Yeah, they've already dispatched a helicopter. They are at 4 stars in Grand Theft Auto.
You know what it is? It's goddamn Cab Over Pete with a reefer on.
Yeah.
They know he's hauling the grass.
One guy smoking pot out of 85 trucks, and they put up an entire blockade.
Yeah.
And dispatched a helicopter. And we're about to go a hunting bear. I had the moment when I was remembering the song. I was like, C.W. McCall woke? Has C.W. McCall going
like
ACAB?
But country used to be before fucking Bill Haggard and Okie from Muskogee, which was a goddamn parody. And then everybody took it seriously. Come on.
Before that, try that in a small town bullshit.
Yeah.
The Richmond, north of Richmond bullshit, where it became very conservative. But it used to be like, if you're in the country, you used to kill cops.
No, we're going
to
fucking kill the cops.
Yeah. Like stay. I am in a truck. I will run you over. I will shoot down a helicopter. I drive a truck for a living. That's the thing. I'm going to kind of skip past the chatter here and move into the next verse here. You know, 10-9, give me a 10-9 negative. You're still too close. Them hogs are starting to close in on my sinuses. Mercy's sake, you better back off another 10. The reason why I assume that's maybe about the pigs.
Okay.
And not the hogs is because they're saying you have to back off of me like 10 feet. And in the story, they're approaching this blockade.
Yeah.
There's no backing off. They're heading right towards it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no stopping once this gets in motion. We got a convoy. I need to note I am on Genius and I am very pointedly not clicking anything to get an explanation of what's happening.
No. This is Bonfire Said Chat. We do our own research.
Yes.
We rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket seed sled on rails. We tore up all our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard.
Okay. All right.
There's armored cars now we're and five tanks stars. And jeeps. Yeah. And rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line and we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks.
Now up 11, to 1,000?
Yeah, with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
So they got hippies coming along too. Yeah.
This is just it being against the law for there to be too many trucks in one place.
Yeah. No,
and I support this law.
It's basically the riot act. Essentially. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be, you know, I understand ACAB, I'm not trying to be a class traitor. I don't want there to be 1,000 trucks.
No.
Period.
Not with one common goal.
No, you're not going in one direction. It's unstoppable. This ever-growing super convoy will kill us all. You know?
And also, it's all over the place. They were outside of Tulsa heading Flagtown. What? That's got to be, what, Flagstaff, maybe?
Maybe Flagstaff. Yeah. And now they're in Chicago. Tulsa.
Yeah, why are they going that far north?
I don't know. And they've, presumably, those cops that are in the blockade, they killed them. Because they're going to hunt and bear.
Right.
You know, I also think it's really cute how they have rigs of every size. So I like to think of little kids driving little toy convoys, little toy trucks.
Okay, CB radio chatter. Yeah, rubber duck to sod buster. Come on there. Yeah, 10-4 sod buster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and needs all the help he can get. These hippies are ready to die.
I hope they are literally hauling dynamite.
Yes.
It's pretty intense. I also think Sodbuster is a really cool handle because it also sounds like somebody from Planescape Torment.
Yes.
Like that sounds like a faction after the Factal Wars, the Sodbusters. We laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but I didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's Rubber Duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98, and I said, let them truckers roll, 10-4.
So they were talking about swindle sheets earlier. I think when they were talking about like doing a weigh-in, I think they're like they're falsifying records and stuff to get around, like, I don't know, paying excise or something.
That could be what's going on.
Yeah.
They just don't want to play tolls.
Right.
You know? And they're willing to fight tanks to do it.
Yep.
The thing that's fascinating about this is I was just thinking about Convoy, as I do sometimes, because I think it's a funny song. It's also like 11 minutes long.
Yeah.
The song. And I was just like, why are they fighting? What's the inciting incident? And file not found. Like the answer to that is
it's
they
not
just
in the
did
text.
It and the cops just did it and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird. It's this like surreal event that can just happen sometimes, like ball lightning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you just get a convoy just springs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 10-4, Pigpen, what's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Are they gonna fight?
I hope that's
pigs?
About the I hope that either that or they're gonna lead the cops into Omaha, in which the cops will be killed in new and unusual ways.
Yeah.
Well, they can only do it in Omaha.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out of here and keep the bugs off your glass and take the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's the rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
And then they disperse like a cloud in the morning.
Yeah. Just as quickly as it formed, the convoy was gone. I'm going to be honest. I never actually paid attention to what was happening in the verses. Cause you know,
it's got a catchy disco chorus and then it's got the CB parts that are just kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know,
based on the chorus, it just sounds like, boy, it's real fun to drive with your friends.
It does seem like a road trip song.
Yeah.
You know, but that song is fucking insane. This was a major radio hit. That I have heard all my life.
Yes.
Single of the year in the Country Music Association. And it is one of the weirdest fucking songs. It reminds me of the when somebody was like, imagine the Ghostbusters theme song if there wasn't a movie. You know how weird that song would be?
What if people just did that?
Yeah, this happened to my friend once. You know?
Gary, somebody on Genius has charted their route across the country.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a Google Maps link for you.
Here, let me pull that up. Do you want to get a Patreon goal where we can ride the convoy trail?
It seems seems boring to me.
It seems like the most boring thing. Oh, that is exceedingly boring. Wowie zowie. Yeah. That is across the entire country. Do it they drive into the ocean at the end? Is that how the convoy ends?
Across the USA. Yeah.
Literally across the USA. And then 44 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then directly into the Atlantic Ocean, where they become the convoy of Atlantis.
No, they continue going. Yeah. And the sequel song is about them pulling up in Portugal.
We came on down to Portugal town, had myself a little lunch, gotta get down. A beefy roll.
And headed on down Lisbon way.
And down on to Lisbon way. hauling mosses. That's female apples, see? just incredible shit. One of the weirdest fucking radio hits of all time. It really played it both ways too, with the disco chorus. Like, you do disco remixes of this. I remember seeing this on like shows where people dance to it. Like Bandstand or whatever.
How do you dance to the chatter?
The CB parts? I don't know. Yeah. But it's also the same era that brought us Pac-Man Fever.
Yes.
Which has, you know, take your rubber ducky down, which is referencing this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And this song's only 3 minutes and 50 seconds. How does it pack in that much content?
Wow.
Yeah. It tells the story of a spontaneous assemblage of trucks and various other vehicles driving across country. Yeah. It does tell that story.
It does.
It certainly does.
That is the story.
Convoy, Taylor's version.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, there's nothing more to that. I just think that I want more people to pay attention to how weird that is. And the last song that I wanted that for was Cheeseburger in Paradise, and then the McElroys colonized that before I could get there.
They took it from you, yeah.
But Convoy is mine.
Huh. Man, this should be a manga adaptation of Convoy.
Like, I read the...
Get the box set Ganabi. For that.
Yeah, like... or what is his name? The guy who does Lovecraft stuff. Ganabi?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Adaptation of Convoy. I would like several adaptations. This would be a great, like, prestige series. You know? Do this for your next Halloween reading.
Well, we just did, so you fucking swooped it.
Thanks everybody for listening. Sorry we didn't talk about Bakugan more. If anybody wants to write in and say what a Bakugan is without getting in any bullshit, you're welcome to do so.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to be like, well, it all starts with a cartoon and like all this stuff. Just tell me what a actual Bakugan is.
Yeah, what is a Bakugan? Yes. Because to me, again, I know less about it now than I did when I started.
Yeah. Please do. Mm-hmm. What else should they do?
They should back us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/stuckfeedtv. And for $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes of this show each month, and also access to whole bonus shows like Unfilmable, our show about horror movies, and Real Lich Hours, our Baldur's Gate 3 podcast, and too much more stuff.
Yes. We think those podcasts are good.
Yes.
And we think you'll think they're good as well. You can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict, and you can tell your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And also join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen. Yes.
Thank you very much. And what should they do until next time?
Until next time, you'll grow into it.